You ready?
I'm ready now.
All right. Because if we say we're back, like, then we have to, like, be back.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I can't. You look so excited.
It's been a long time. I almost forgot how to do all this.
I haven't forgotten. I'm just extremely tired. Mm-hmm. And I have no tea. So I'm just, like, hoping that my voice will carry on.
Listen, she is sitting here with a straight up electric kettle, a mug, a bottle of water.
First of all, you're a traitor.
Box of tea bags.
First of all, you're a traitor. I don't. Okay.
I just had to set the scene. How loud
would I be? How loud would I be? How loud would I be fumbling around with these tea bags?
Okay, so what I'm saying is,
this kettle big as all get out, and I'm over here just clinking and clanking and stuff.
You could have done all of these things.
I really wasn't even thinking. I'm not used to it being up here because, in my defense, I just got this kettle and put it on my desk, though. Which I'm going to get a little table to go next to my desk to put the kettle on. What?
No, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with
that. Oh, I was like, what? What is it?
No. We'll get to that part in a minute.
Oh, Lord. I think I know what you're going to say.
I'm sure you do. So.
I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Aw.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
All right. So we are talking about. Well, the title is Real Love Through Real Life. So we're talking about where we've been. We're giving you guys an update, and hopefully we'll be encouraging you to keep your eyes on Jesus, because that's the only way you're gonna make it. Like, not on your efforts, not on your smile, not on your wit. Jesus.
Yeah. No, I just thought about Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, that old, like, civil rights song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep your, I'm not gonna sing.
Okay. You almost did. I got excited. I almost did. No, almost.
The words are, keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Doesn't it sound very civil rightsy?
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's all right. It's all right. These are just, what is going on? These are the perks of this new space.
Oh, my goodness. You guys.
We're going to get into all of this, all these things. But,
That is so funny. I had a feeling that was going to happen.
It's very fitting. So, all right,
let's
guys.
Let's just dive right in.
All right, let's do that. So, welcome back to Real Love with Ashley and Brandon.
I am Ashley.
And I am Brandon. If this is your first time listening, you are in for quite the episode. But this is a podcast where we dive into what real love is. For us as a young Christian couple, real love is the love of God. And so we ask ourselves, what is real love in this situation? So today we're talking about showing real love through real life.
Yeah.
We have been through a lot of transitions in the last, 2 months or so? That we've been away from doing this weekly show. And some things have been really exciting. Some things have been less exciting. And, but you know, we've been loving each other through it all. And we've been challenged each day as to, you know, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah.
So I know you've got the agenda. I didn't.
You didn't even look at it.
I didn't.
Okay, so, hey guys, this might be a really interesting podcast, so just...
Might be.
So just hang in there with us, just have fun with us, and we're just going to keep on rocking and rolling.
Right, I'm going to have to turn you down.
Oh, I'm loud?
You did that thing where I said, oh, we're going to do sound check, and then you started yelling.
First of all, what you're not going to do... I talk like I normally.
It's okay. It's all right. I just turned you down a little bit more.
When the sound guy tries to blame you for anyway.
When the person on the microphone tries to.
We're not doing this right now.
Okay.
Anyway. So, okay. First things first, guys, we moved. So I know some people are just like, where are y'all at in the first place? We're not going to give you an address because that's just weird. Like, y'all don't need to know where we live at.
It's very weird.
The point is.
It's P.O. Box.
the point is, we were, you want to give the city? That's fine, right?
You've done that before.
Okay. We lived in Raleigh. We're in Wake Forest now. So that's all I'm going to say as far as location. But we were in our own apartment, a 3-bedroom apartment. And that's it. That's important. We're going to get to why that's important. But we were in our own 3-bedroom apartment, and now we have moved in with Brandon's mom. And we did that October 23rd. Well, the weekend before, because I think the 23rd was like a Tuesday or Wednesday. So I think it was the 18th or 19th that we actually moved in. But we had to, our lease was up at our apartment on October 23rd. So yeah, we moved. So that's a part of what, okay, you know what?
I'm over this. I'm over this. Like, bro, like stay home.
No. The crazier part is it never opens and closes that many times.
That's true.
Like never.
Yeah. So
okay, we're gonna get to it, guys. Anyway,
I wonder if they even picked that up.
I don't know. We'll hear it when we play it back. But it'll be funny if they can't even hear it.
Right.
But if you can, that is the garage. The room that we are in, our office is right over the garage. So anytime anybody comes in or is coming out or leaving, that's what's gonna happen. But anyway, so we're with his mom. And
you would think recording at 10 p.m. would alleviate that, but no.
Not at all. No. So, not in this house. But anyway, so we are here. All three of us, obviously. We didn't sell Leia on the black market or anything.
Or the white market.
Okay. So anyway, Leia, Alicia, get your brother. Anyway, so we are all here. Why are we here, babe? Why in the world did we move in with your mom?
So, we've been wanting to buy a house for a little while.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went and met with our bank and all that, and they were telling us what we'd have to do to qualify for as much house as we would like to have. And that plan involved paying off some debts or whatever. And so we had our solid plan in place. But, you know, we did some more number crunching. It was like, you know, we could do this like a year and a half sooner if we stopped paying rent. Mm-hmm. And so we floated this idea.
It would have taken us a lot longer.
Right. It would have taken us longer to do it if we stayed in our apartment.
Exactly.
We floated this idea a couple years ago, like, okay, what if we moved in with your mom to save up some money for a house?
His mom.
Mm-hmm. My mom, yeah. And we decided against it because we wanted our space. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years later, we were still like, oh, we still want a house. Well, we might as well get this done.
Yeah.
So, we sat down, put a plan together, and picked out houses and all that type of stuff. And
we found a builder that we love.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we decided, all right, let's sit down for about 18 months, really go at this goal. Mm-hmm. And, we'll have a house to show for it. Mm-hmm. As long as we can stay disciplined. So, it's been a challenge. Oh, I guess, are we getting into that now? Or,
well, you know what? One thing that just came to mind is I want to, because again, we are doing this specific episode to share with you guys or give you guys an update on what we've been doing. But we're really hoping that this will be encouragement to those that maybe or may have gone through similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, okay, is this really necessary? Why am I going through this? Or is anybody else going through this? Am I alone? Who is out there? We're out here. But I do want to mention that, why. I want to get into why we need a house.
Why? Oh, yeah.
Because some people, and this is just something that I've heard people talk about, like at work or just friends out and about or family. It's just like, for what? Buy a house for what? Mm-hmm. Why can't you just stay in your apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Or why? I don't know if we should even go into that, but I was going to say, why do you need a house that size? Or why do you need, what I mean?
There are a few reasons why it made sense for us to buy a home.
Right.
And I think you know, we can get into whether or not home ownership is for everyone, because I don't necessarily believe it is. But I mean, the main reasons, one, we were planning on expanding our family.
Exactly.
We were already kind of at the top of what you could get in an apartment in our area.
Right.
And it was like, okay, we're eventually going to need more space.
Yeah.
So really at that point, the only thing to do would be to buy a house. So yeah, we would like more space to expand our family, but also, and probably the bigger reason, you know, it's really on our hearts to be more involved in the lives of people around us. We want to be able to do for people.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's hosting like Bible studies in our home or just fellowshipping with our church family, our friends, our family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like family, like relatives.
Yeah.
And really just, you know, anyone we kind of come across that, you know, when we started this podcast, you know, one thing that's on our hearts a lot is, you know, just family in general. A lot of us come from dysfunctional families, and we want to be an example of how the family of God works.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's not just in, you know, our marriage and, you know, relationships like that. But I mean, you know, your relationships with the people around you. And so a home is, you know, a place that you can invite people to and, you know, really make them feel special, you know. And so when we decided that was the type of people, those were the type of people we would like to be, then, you know, we decided, all right, well, a house is going to have to be a part of our plan.
Right. And then the financial aspect, you're going to spend a lot more on an apartment. Now, depending on how big your house is, because technically for what we're looking at, it's going to be more than what we were paying in rent. But, you know, anyway, so, I mean, we're fine with that. So that's neither.
All right.
Anyway, neither here nor there. But, you know, we, for some people, it's like, all right, am I going to spend $1,350, $1,400 in rent, or am I just going to get the same size house and pay way less?
Way less.
So to be completely honest, overall, it would be less than what we were doing. And then it's something that we own. I mean, well, you know, it's a mortgage, so you got to pay on that. So you'll eventually own that. And that's something that we want to keep in the family. And when we say family, not just in, I don't mean like our relatives necessarily, but in the family of God, if that house is needed for something. So,
right.
And we'll get to in another podcast, maybe about like how our church does a guy's house and a girl's house. But that's something that, you know, we've been thinking about. And or for our kids, if they need it, like, you know, while they're in college or when they get out of college or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So whatever God leads us to use that house for, once we pay that off, we want to keep that in the family of God to have it available for whatever God wants us to use it for.
Right.
So this house is not a stunting on them house. Like we not, we are not trying to stunt on nobody. Okay. Because we have nothing, literally all things belong to God. So
that's true.
Our lives and all of it. So, but this, because we know that these desires God has put on our heart, we are on our hearts. We, have really been seeking him and asking him, okay, so we can't do it with the space we have and we couldn't do it with the apartment that we were in because we were on the third floor and it was always a thing about noise, even though everybody else around us was so loud all the time.
Smelling loud too.
Oh my goodness. Anyway. Yeah. And that's a whole nother podcast as well. But, you know, and then they did this thing where visitors had to park all the way in the front and our building was all the way in the back. And did you know, I found out right before we moved that there were only a certain amount of visitors you could have at a time.
Never knew
so,
that.
Right. So anyway, it just was not, it really wasn't conducive to like really what we feel heavy on our heart to help people. Now that doesn't mean that we're not helping people or giving or active in our community until we get our house. So I do want to encourage people that are in situations where you're like, I can't do nothing until I get my car. I can't do nothing until I get this job. I can't do nothing until I, with wherever you are, whatever you have, God absolutely can use you.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I don't have a car, how am I supposed to get around? I know the bus route in North Carolina, specifically Raleigh, is not all that to bag of chips. Do we still say that? No, we don't. But the point is,
we definitely don't.
They don't. But anyway, I know it's not all that. But if you can find a friend, or listen, y'all, I took the bus until I think I had Leia and a little bit after. So I know how it is. I had that 30-day bus pass. I could tell you how it works. I know it's been a long time, but I've taken the bus a few times since then. So my point is just like, you can, God can use you where you are. Mm-hmm. Don't ever let anyone convince you of that, even yourself. Right. He can use you. So, and also, don't get it twisted. We're not just sitting on our butts until we get the house, okay? Right. We are absolutely active. We need to be more active in our community. So that's something that we're going to do in 2020 more. Mm-hmm. But we're absolutely active in our church. And our church is active in the community, you know, and in our workplace and family and all of that. Mm. Sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, so those were the reasons we wanted to buy a house and why we felt like it was urgent enough to say, all right, let's put a plan together so we can really, really like intensely pay off debt and get into this house as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it was time. It was overdue.
Right.
But yeah, I am sorry. My group chat's going crazy.
No, you're fine. Okay. So yeah, you guys know why we moved, when we moved. That was the end of October. So I know you guys are probably like, so girl, I know the ladies are like, tell me, how's it been living with his mama? Listen, whatever. Like, I mean, people may try to be all whatever. That's what they want to know. Like, how's it been?
I'm sure.
Baby.
I was going to ask you.
You first. How's it been?
How's it been? I mean, it's been fine overall until maybe like the last 2 days. But no. You know, in all seriousness, it's an adjustment, right?
Yeah.
Like, the biggest thing is that this is a change in household structure.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm used to being the man of my house.
King of his castle. I'm sorry.
What I say goes.
Yeah.
If I put something somewhere, that's where it's going to be when I return. Like, just all of that.
Yeah. All of that. Some things that people may classify as the little things. Mm-hmm. But when you're in this situation, and whoever's listening that may have been in that situation or know someone, you know what we're talking about. It's just different. We're
It's different.
No shade. It's just, right. It's different.
It's not like, I mean, everyone, I think, adults, just in general, like, okay, this is my space. This is how I like things. We all have our preferences.
Yes.
And so when you are in a situation where, okay, your preferences are not the same as the person who, you know, runs the house or owns the house, whatever. Like, it's almost like having a college roommate, right? Where it's like, it's the first time you're out on your own, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And you have this other person who they pay rent just like you paid rent, right? So they have an equal claim to a space. But for whatever reason, they're nasty. Or they're not disciplined, mm-hmm. or they like to bring people over all hours of the night, mm-hmm. right? Like, and you have to reconcile that somehow, right? So obviously this situation is not as extreme, right? This is the house I grew up in since I was 14. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest adjustment for me has just been the family dynamic. Mm-hmm. Like, being the man of my house and also being my mother's son.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And so there's this interesting line we have to tiptoe between respect for authority and being the authority, especially as it deals with, you know, our daughter.
Yes.
Right. Like, so that's an interesting dynamic that we're still walking out.
yeah.
You know, but so, I mean, so that part's interesting. you know, I think we all have like different childhood. I think the word trauma just sounds excessive, but childhood traumas and triggers that we have from our past that, like, I know there were things that kind of came up that I did not, like, I hadn't thought about, hadn't felt in ages. Right. And we got here and it was just like, what is going on? Like, why do I feel like I'm 12? Right. And so it was like, you know, there, and we're going to get into this in a different podcast.
Yes, but, absolutely.
You know, this is, that's one of the things. Yeah. Right? Just, so that's how it's been for me. How's it been for you?
Well, no, I'm not the salty wife. Like I consider myself to be easygoing. I can definitely be opinionated and strong-willed at times. Right. Look at you, right? No, I can. I mean, let's just keep it real, okay? But but I'm respectful. I was raised that way, and I believe that that's what I'm supposed to do, like, according to the word of God. Like, besides, like, what John and Britt gonna say, my parents, you know, like, I'm gonna be respectful, like, no matter how I feel. I'm gonna respect you. I'm gonna honor you. That's what the word of God says. But as far as managing my emotions, because I don't want to skate over it like it's not real, because I've noticed over the past few years that there are some believers that like to, it's like, well, this is what you should do according to the word of God. Ignore how you're feeling. I don't even want to hear about how you're feeling. This is what you're going to do. I don't know if that's as productive as just saying, how are you feeling? And then guiding someone through how to manage those emotions. You know,
right.
It's almost like there's no stepping stone.
Yeah.
It's just do it. And it's like, okay, but how? Because I'm angry right now and I want to slap him in the face. So now what do I do? You know, I mean, let's be real. Like, it's, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we have these emotions. God created us this way. But, you know, even with all of those things that we feel, and Jesus was tempted as well, there's a choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I want to get to. It really hasn't been bad, if I'm being for real.
Yeah.
I tend to... It's been interesting for me because I'm noticing areas that I areas of opportunity that I have. I can be a little if I'm not careful, sassy. I don't know if that's the right word.
That's one appropriate word, I would say.
Okay. You know what?
See?
No. Okay. So just as an example, like, I have to catch myself because there are some situations where I feel, and that's not even what's happening. And I really do believe it's the enemy trying to come in, but I feel challenged. And it's like, okay, what you not going to do? Like, and then the Holy Spirit is like, okay, yeah, what you're not going to do is start acting ratchet and going off, because that is not who I created you to be. So I understand that you're upset. I understand that you're angry, but I need you to put on the lens of Christ and look at this like I'm looking at it and respond the way you should respond.
Yeah.
That is difficult. It's almost like, I'm trying to think, like, if you were just raised in Disneyland, like, your entire life, where everything was like cupcakes and rainbows and cotton candy and sunshine. And then all of a sudden somebody takes you to Vietnam or something, like, I don't know. And then it's just like, okay. Like, you have to learn how to manage your emotions, because some of those buttons that are being pressed have not been pressed in a while.
Right.
And so you're just like, okay, I don't know what this is that I'm like, there have literally been times, and again, not because the other person is doing something so bad necessarily, but it's just like, okay, why am I feeling like something rising up in me? Like, can't be Jesus. Like,
I don't think so.
Right. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And so, again, it's just one thing we've realized in the last, what? Gosh, it's been like 6 weeks now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's just like, okay, because obviously we came here with our financial goals and, mm-hmm. you know, we have our debt payoff plan and we're almost yeah. done with that. Like, it's just cool.
Boom.
Like just seeing stuff right. in motion. Yes. But we realized pretty quickly that God is also trying to grow us through this experience.
Yep.
And challenge us in ways that we did not expect.
Okay.
Didn't know that we needed to be challenged.
Right. Because right. I was perfect when I came into this.
It was amazing.
So, okay.
No,
bomb.com. Do you hear me?
But anyway, so, you know, that's we're being stretched.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a good thing.
It's a
always
great thing.
Going to work to the glory of God. And, you know, we want to grow. If you're not growing, you're dead. Like, that's mm-hmm. a fact of biology. So, you know, we want to be growing. We want to endure new challenges. Those challenges don't always look great.
They right. don't feel great either.
Right. So, but yeah, so yeah. that's how it's going.
Yeah.
What is like an adjustment that we've had to make that you didn't expect?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I mean, honestly, it's all like lumped together for me. I'm just like this whole thing, the whole thing.
Right. So... One of the challenges that came up that I didn't expect was just space,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I mean, my mom's house is like fairly sizable. It's not even so much that it's big. It's just that it's only her that lives there. So there's a lot of extra room.
You know what? I'm going to interject. And this is not to like make it like, oh, your mom's the bomb or whatever. I didn't realize that this is considered really big.
Is it?
Until we had people helping like with us moving in or whatever.
Huh.
And when I explained, every bedroom has a master bathroom. And they were like, what?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, all right. Well, I don't know. Like,
I guess that's true.
I guess
the houses we're looking at that cost more than this one don't have bathrooms all attached to the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. That was a lucky thing. But go ahead. Sorry.
But I guess it speaks to... not a couple things, but one thing in particular I was thinking, just like how we were raised, I guess.
Mm.
Because my parents have a sizable house and I don't see it that way. Like, I don't look at things like that.
Right.
I look at them for what they're doing for me, not how shiny they are. Like, I'm looking at the space like, okay, how many people can we fit? How many life groups can we have? How many Bible studies can go on at the same time? Like, you know, I'm being for real. Like, right. I don't look at spaces like, ooh, child, look at you. Like,
right.
I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, but with that being said, my mother is one with, you know, just one of those hearts for people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not the only ones here.
Right.
Right. Like, she's got another house guest that she's trying to help through a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
So the space that we thought was going to be ours has been limited. Like, no, that's we don't have that space. So at the moment, Leia doesn't have a room.
Right. Right.
Like, my sister's home from school for the time being. So that's where Leia was staying. So now she's in like this little living room area where anyway. It's weird to explain over a podcast because you can't see anything.
Right.
Right. But for a frame of reference, the room that we're in right now that we're recording in is over the garage. And the only thing that separates us from where Leia sleeps is like a little curtain type door thing that was mm-hmm. kind of hung up in the door mm-hmm. frame. And so it's just, you know, we're used to being in a closed off space that's a little bit bigger than this that is ours. Right. So that's an adjustment. The space that we're in right now is a shared office, which is something we're doing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's not bad. It's just different.
Because I mean, and you can speak more to that than I can, because I've never had an office. I have never had my own space. And this is not a me complaining.
Right.
So y'all relax.
No. So.
But I've just never had that.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm just like, oh, a place that's not, because I was in the bedroom before.
Yeah.
And I work from home. So I don't know, like for people that are new, I work from home pretty often. So right now I'm working from home until March
mm-hmm.
full time. And then I will go into the office twice a week after March until September. That's just my schedule and mm-hmm. whatever. But So this is like, so, I mean, it's excellent for me because I feel like, great, we just sleep in the bedroom and then I come in here and I work, like it's separate. So I don't feel like I'm always working or looking at my desk or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do respect and I like when you, when Brandon explains like how he's feeling or, you know, because I know it's a big adjustment for you because he had his own space outside of the bedroom that was just his. And so I'm sure me coming and invading that space somewhat is difficult and challenging. Mm-hmm. Not that, because I don't believe that for a second, like, oh, he doesn't like me. Right. He don't want me in here. Right. Like, right. It's just an adjustment. It all is.
No, so, I mean, just in general,
please ignore all the noises that you may hear. I'm sorry.
I don't think they could hear that. Just okay. Weird. But, you know, in general, I'm introverted.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, since what? Since I was 14, I've had my own space, mm-hmm. right? Like there was a time where I had this space, that space, and my bedroom all to myself. Yeah. But I guess what I've learned about myself in general is that like, I know that I'm a thinker, but I didn't realize until now that like, I need like zero distraction in order to like live life optimally, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm used to being able to go in a room, close the door, and then like kind of get myself into a mental space to work, mm-hmm. right? And that has been difficult to do, right? For one, I get home and you work late, right? So when I get here, there's no, okay, let me go in the office, kind of unwind and then whatever. Like, no, I go in the office and you're in the office because you're still working. Mm-hmm. I can't record videos because you're working. Mm-hmm. But you know, and then also, you know, Leia wants to hang out. Leia can't hang out in her room. So she's got to hang out here. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, I can't. So it has been difficult for me in that way. Like just, okay, how do I find my groove again? Because I'm one that kind of thrives off routine. Mm-hmm. And I still have not gotten a good routine. Us doing this podcast, I think, is going to help. Yeah. Especially once we get our recording schedule set. Like, all right, every Sunday we're going to do this or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's been a challenge, just adjusting to being cramped. And we're going to do a whole podcast about that. But it's also been fun, though. Like, it became very apparent when we moved in, like, okay, we're going to need to, like, band together and get even closer, you know, for this year and a half or whatever to be as productive as possible.
We'll hate each other after everything's over with. But for right now.
That's not true at all.
No, I was joking. It was just funny the way you said it. Mm-hmm. It almost seemed like for this year and a half, I'm gonna like her. But then after that.
No.
I know you didn't mean it that way. It was just funny. I'm sorry.
No, because we went through like a sort of situation that was like, all right, it's me and you against the world, babe. So it was like, all right, let's try to contain ourselves into this little area of the house. And so let's do this office together. And so it has been interesting, like, just trying to keep her sensibilities and my sensibilities in one space. Mm-hmm. The biggest challenge has just been like room. Cause you know, I record YouTube videos. I've got lighting in here. I've got books and shows and records and you know, you've got your own stuff. Like, so it's just been like, all right, how do we coexist in this space without it just being cluttered? It's all to heck. And right now it's cluttered all to heck. So, and that's totally fine. We working it out. But yeah, so that's been the challenge that I did not anticipate. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to figure out with you.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Going off our list. Sorry.
Right. Oh, mm-hmm. Sharing space. Okay, we talked about sharing space. Child rearing.
Okay. Everybody bow your heads.
That's funny. So, I mean, you know how grandparents are, right?
Yeah.
Like, grandparents are your parents' parents and the people that try to let you get away with murder, right? And so it's interesting when you live with your parent and your grandparent. Because, like, when I was growing up, I could go to grandma's house right down the street, and that would be like, okay, cool, I'm at grandma's house. But if my grandmother and my mother were under the same roof, like, I would never listen to my mother. Right? And then not because it would just be like, I'd have to be disrespectful to my mother. But 9 times out of 10, my mother would say something, my grandmother would be like, oh my gosh, you're being ridiculous. No, Brandon, da 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 da. Right? And that's how that would go.
So that's interesting that you say that, because I wasn't raised with that dynamic.
Mm.
It was a very clear and not hostile or disrespectful, you know, thing, but it was very clear, like, they're your parents first. I'm grandma. And yes, you can have the cookie, but what did your mommy say?
Mm.
Like, on everything. Mm-mm. So I have never had the experience of, I can ask grandma and grandma said I could. Oh, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And if you did that, you was getting that tail toe up. Like, right. No, that was a no. That was a no.
Yeah. And I see my grandparents, it was like, my grandparents will say whatever and no one else will know anything different. Right.
That's like, interesting.
And it could be something as simple as, grandpa said we were all having oatmeal for breakfast, but grandpa slid me some grits and eggs.
Oh, like, gosh.
You know, like, that was just how it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it never really got down to anything like, because for the most part, my grandparents and my mother had like the same sensibilities.
Mm.
So it was never like, oh, my mom said I can't have candy and grandpa said I can, because grandpa was not one for candy. It wasn't no paper airplanes, wasn't no chewing gum, like none of that. So.
Aw, bah humbug.
But something about island people, man, like, I don't like nothing. But like, it's weird because they're carefree looking people.
Oh, stop. They're fun.
They are fun. They are fun, but still. But anyway, I digress. So child rearing, we have been just trying to get Leia out of the idea that she is on vacation.
Yes. What is that?
Like,
oh my goodness.
She is just loving it. Well, Leia loves family in general.
She does, and she says it all the time. All
right. So just trying to keep her like disciplined. Like, no, this is your routine. You go to bed at this time. This is what you eat for dinner. You read this story. Make sure your homework's done. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, right now it's like, oh, she gets off, she comes home, and oh, what's mama doing? Oh, da, da, da. I'm hanging Christmas lights with mama. Like, no, you're not hanging Christmas lights with mama. You're going to sleep.
Right. So, like, she just wants to, like, it's like there are no rules. It's just like, I go to bed whenever I want to go to bed. And let's be clear, we're not like, you can't ever hang out with her. No Christmas lights. No. That's Satan's holiday. Like, we're not. No, we're not like that. No, we're not like that at all. But we do have a policy or a rule with her where it's like, we communicate if there's something that you want to do or that you're interested in. And mama, which is what she calls Brandon's mom, says, it's actually a funny story. We'll tell in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if mama says, oh, can you, you know, help me cook something, or can you, I don't know, help me organize whatever. Like, they're always doing stuff together. Like, always. But I'm like, you need to come and ask me. Like, because her bedtime is 8 o'clock every night. And that is because Leia is not a morning person and it may take her a second to go to sleep. So we want to make sure that she can get sufficient rest to be up and alert and awake and, you know, ready to function in the morning when she has to get up at what, 6:30?
7.
Okay, 7. But yeah, so if there's something that needs to be done past that time, or if she comes home and it's like, oh, you didn't do your, we do 30 minutes of reading every single day. If you didn't do that reading, that homework is not done and your vegetables are not off that plate. You're not doing anything else. I know we sound like all military, whatever. Listen, everybody has their own thing for their own kids. And I've had people tell me like, oh my gosh, that's so harsh. Or wow, y'all run a tight ship. I'm like, if you knew my child, we have to.
Right.
We have to. Like, I don't really feel like I need to explain, but I'm explaining because, again, this podcast, we're hoping that, you guys can connect with us, like, okay, I'm not alone, or give you some advice or whatever. But really, if you notice that your child, you're just like, okay, maybe I'm just too harsh or whatever, absolutely ask someone for insight, someone that you trust, someone that has older kids or whatever. But ultimately, pray and ask God for guidance. Whatever he gives, go with it. And we know that our child is extremely strong-willed. She's extremely smart, like every other child on this planet. And she will try to play us, like, every single time. And I'll just be like, no, you're not.
Yeah, yeah. Leia's emotional, too. So
yes. So we got to keep that reined in, like we were saying. Keep her at bay. Yes, and keep her understanding how to manage those emotions through, you know, God's wisdom. But anyway, so we were talking about, y'all know how we do, and if you don't, you're going to learn. Right. We kind of go off into the trees, and then we come back.
Right. And so, and I mean, to be honest, this conversation is more of an overview, just kind of giving you updates, right? We're not really supposed to be going all in depth into all these topics, but you know how we do. So, you know, child rearing has been a challenge. I shouldn't say it like that. It hasn't been as bad as that sounds.
Right. It really hasn't been bad.
Yeah.
But one thing I guess we didn't anticipate was just the, oh, I'm going to hang out with my mom. And I'm just, wait a minute now. We have a schedule.
I didn't anticipate my wife yelling into the microphone.
I am so, first of all, y'all that have been here for a minute, y'all know how that goes too.
Right.
I get excited and I start hollering, and Brandon gives me these looks like, can you please stop?
Right. But not. Sorry. So yeah, no. So we just, again, things that we didn't think about or anticipate, right? Like, one thing I didn't really think about was just, again, how different we are as far as how we run our households. I think it's easy to just assume, like, okay, it's your mom. She raised you. Like, I'm sure you know her, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, be honest with you, bro, I forgot.
I'm weak.
You know, like, I didn't think about any of this.
Right, right.
So, that's been interesting as well, because just in general, I'm a very laid back, easygoing person, and she's not that sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so we have to, like, you know, things that are important to one that may not be important to the other, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's like, we have different values when it comes to running a house, even though, you know, I'm told we're a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's an interesting thing to manage.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess we'll get out of the challenges section. Just know that we've got a lot of content coming from this whole little time period, and just all the things that we've been experiencing. So, yeah, but I think I'm skipping a little bit ahead. What's on the agenda here?
So I think we've talked about, you know, us moving and everything that has come with that. And so now we're going to get into other things that have kept us busy and why.
Mm.
Because as you've noticed, besides the move, we've been away. And so the move isn't the only thing that has kept us away.
Yeah.
Other things have kept us away. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, apart from just adjusting to being in a new space, you know, there's a new commute from work. We have a new routine, right? It used to be that Leia got off the school bus or whatever. And so I was able to get straight home from work, 6 o'clock, 6:15-ish, and, you know, have a little time to unwind, get some work done, and then we'd record. Well, now Leia's going to, like, an after school program. So I pick Leia up from said program, drive her home, make dinner. Cause you know, we're trying to save money.
Did you put the chicken in the refrigerator?
The breasts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's all good. So
I gotta season those before I go to bed. Okay. Go ahead.
Let's just tell the whole world.
I'm sorry. I forgot we were recording. Lord have mercy. Okay, y'all. My bad. Just get a good laugh. I am so sorry.
It's okay.
I don't know what. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, sometimes I'm cooking dinner.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I don't know. But anyway, that's that part, right? So we've been busy in that regard, just adjusting to a new routine. But then also, we have been very busy with church.
Church.
So
you gotta say it right, man.
There is a Christmas play that our church is putting on, and you know what? Let me do my job.
Yes.
So if you are in the Raleigh-Durham area.
And even if you are not,
Are they going to travel for the... Okay, they may. All right. Well, if you're in the area, if you're traveling to the Raleigh area, 2 weekends. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are putting on a play December 13th, 14th, and 15th. It's called The Great Day. Mm-hmm. It is a play by Michael Green and Poema Artistry of Raleigh. It is an awesome play about adoption to sonship. And it's a great Christmas story, a great feel-good play. There's a lot of great singing and dancing and acting, of course. But anyway, I am doing sound for that play. We're actually doing it 2 weekends. So December 13th, 14th, and 15th, mm-hmm. It is at Faith Harvest Church, which is in Wake Forest, North Carolina. And then following weekend, December 20th, which is the Friday, and 21st, which is Saturday, we're doing the play at Christian Life Fellowship Church in Raleigh, which is our home church.
Yes.
So again, it's going to be a great production. I've been at all these rehearsals, and honestly, it's a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. So you guys should come out. So I've done my due diligence. Angel, I invited a bunch of people.
I can't. We would love to see you guys. And did you tell them that it is free to attend?
It is free to attend. There are no fees. You need a ticket. You don't. I'm assuming there'll be some kind of an offering taken up at the churches. But that's
I'm just... not sure. I can't say for sure. I don't know. So I don't want to. Yeah, I don't think so. There will be a concession stand at the Christian Life Fellowship service or production or
So,
at that one.
But you don't feel pressured to give or eat concessions or.
Yeah, no. I was mentioning that to let them know because some people may be like, oh, can I bring my kids? So I have heard that it is suitable for ages 4 and up. So if you have a little one under the age of 4, they may not be able to sit that long. I think it's a 2 hour long production. Yeah. So just be aware of that. But they are more than welcome to come. It is appropriate for all ages. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a little tyke, maybe they might not be able to sit still that long. Yeah. So that's what we have the concessions for, is what I was saying. So if you need to step out and buy a few snacks for them, you can do that. That will be available to you. We would really, really love to see you guys. Bring your family. It'll be a wonderful time to just, sit and enjoy the entertainment and the message and the singing and the lights and Christmas. Right.
Like, I won't give spoilers for the content of the play, but it's not like your normal run-of-the-mill church Christmas production.
Yes.
It's really not. It's just really more in line with like traveling Broadway shows almost. Mm-hmm. You should come.
You really should.
But yeah, so I have been in rehearsals for that. I think this week we got four nights of rehearsal.
Right. And then we still only have one car, if I can get it out.
Right.
And so that's been difficult because Brandon works in Durham. We work at the same company. But anyway, he works in Durham. And so he comes home. And like he said, he has to pick Leia up from said after school program. Mm-hmm. And then he comes home. And if he has to do sound, for the rehearsal for that production, then he'll have to drop her off. Literally give me one quick kiss because I'm still working. Leia will be doing her 30 minutes of reading. By the time she's done with her 30 minutes of reading, I might be off work. Mm. So that's when I run downstairs, do dinner, and I hurry up and we talk while we cook dinner as a family. And so it'll be she and I will talk, get everything together, eat, and then I pray with her, put her to bed. Brandon's still not home at that point. So maybe another hour and then he's home and exhausted. And I'm like, okay, you've got dinner right there. And he eats dinner. And then I'm sure because he comes in the office, it's just like, okay, a few minutes before my eyes just can't take it anymore.
Right.
And then he comes to bed. And that has been our day for several days a week, like several days a week. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that's been keeping us really busy.
Yeah.
We're very honored to serve and at our church. And we really hope that a lot of people come out. And again, not for some offering. We're not going to have no $20 line, $100 line. Ain't going to be none of that.
right.
But just to be blessed and to just have a time of joy and excitement to just, you know, learn about Christ and love on each other.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But yeah, so that has definitely kept us busy and away from the podcast. What else has kept us away? I guess that was about it. Like just
work. Yeah, so work and church. Excuse me. Going in the mic. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. But yeah, so the month of December is going to be really busy. Go ahead.
I forgot. Family. Guys, it's December. And then we just got out of November. I don't know about y'all. But it's like, Lord. Like, everybody wants to hang out. Right. And it's great. Family is awesome. I mean, that's what it's about. And Lord knows that we are aware that some people don't have that. Mm-hmm. And they wish they did, that relationship or just family that's close by. Some people have family that are overseas and they just can't see them. Yeah. So we're very, very grateful and thankful for it. But that has kept us busy as well, because if it's not doing something at church, because we also go to church on Sundays, almost every Sunday, unless we're busy. I'll be working next Sunday, so I won't be there. But when we're there, sometimes we're serving two, sometimes three Sundays out of the month, every single month. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that. And that's outside of, you know, Brandon serving for the production, which is seasonal. So that's not going to be every single month, but for the Christmas production and then hanging out with family every other second that we have available. But then also we've got to be here to do laundry and, you know, all the stuff you got to clean up and hair, and all of us are natural. And I'm sure y'all can't see Brandon's hair. Anyway, but his hair's gotten long, so sometimes I'm helping him with that, or he's doing it himself, and that takes hours. Like, and I'm natural and I've got a lot of hair, and Leia's got even more hair.
Right.
So anyway, it's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
So that's where we've been at.
That's where we've been. So
and when will it slow down, you think?
Well, the month of December is going to be packed, right? Like, we're basically, this play is not over until Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the play is Christmas, right? So,
yeah.
And after that is New Year's. But
yes.
So,
and then like your birthday, and then right after that, it's Valentine's Day, and then it's my birthday.
Yeah. So we're going to run through all the holidays, but
sorry, I just thought about it and I was like,
yeah, no, it's a lot,
bro.
So, I mean, realistically, like, our schedule will stop being so demanding once Christmas is over.
Yeah.
But I mean, it won't let up that much, but we'll be able to do the podcast every week.
Yes. So this was not we busy, we can't talk to y'all, bye.
Right.
We're coming back.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's, with that said, we should probably talk about what's next, what's coming up. So.
Yeah. Go ahead. Take it away.
You just don't want to talk. Is that what it is?
Maybe, but.
So, I mean, we've got a lot. Again, there's a lot of little lessons that we've been learning these last few weeks. Yes. And just in general, that, you know, we want to share with you guys, you know, and just open up conversation with you guys. So we've got a few topics that I can think of off the top of my head. You know, the one thing that kind of started this little sabbatical we had gone on was, you know, unfortunately, the passing of Ashley's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got an episode coming up just talking about that, dealing with those ramifications and how to love on your loved ones, even as others are passing on. You know, with us moving to my mom's house, we're right down the street from my grandmother now. And, you know, I've had to kind of come to terms, but it's brought to mind just how much, you know, we don't think about the people who are left behind when our loved ones pass on.
Yeah.
You know, I know your grandfather's had some health challenges since your grandmother's passed. And my grandmother's had like her own challenges. So like just, you know, talking about how do we love each other when, you know, we have that weight of grief kind of sitting on us at times.
Mm-hmm.
you know, obviously we've got plenty to talk about with this move, you know, the changing of family dynamics and being loving on each other in tight spaces, you know. I don't know, what was one of the other topics we had?
I think you hit them. Real love through real loss, real love in tight spaces, real love with new challenges. So yeah, we've got some, and we have a few other things that aren't related to marriage necessarily. Because we do want to do one. Did we do one for the singles already?
But we did one on abstaining. I guess I'll leave it there.
Yeah, not about that specifically,
right?
But all the other aspects of being a single person.
Yeah, like not wasting your singleness.
Yeah, so real love while you're waiting, maybe is what we might call that.
That sounds good.
And we don't mean just waiting to be intimate, but we, you know, but right. just, you know, waiting for your spouse and what that looks like. Because obviously before we're married, we were single. So, you know, yes, and what's true. Right. I don't know. Sometimes I hear conversations and it's almost like people forget, like, but we were single. Like,
yo, it's true. Like,
and it's weird. It's just like,
singles will talk about married people, like, but y'all married. And I'm like, I wasn't always
married. Like, it wasn't that long ago, fam.
I was born with a ring finger, a ring on my finger.
Right.
But I was born with a ring finger. But anyway.
Yes, you were.
Anyway.
Good job.
But yeah, so I mean, we do want to talk about, you know, that aspect of it. Obviously, this podcast is not all about relationships, but because we're married, we kind of talk about that aspect of it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing that's kind of come up here recently is, you know, as Christians, how do we show love to our family when our family doesn't believe the same way we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we want to take a little bit of a deep dive and talk about that, you know, not only when our families are of unbelievers, but what happens when, you know, everyone says they're Christian, but they don't all act like Christians.
Yeah.
You know, how does that work?
So that's going to be specifically about family, but we'll do another one about real love through real sin. And that one's going to be, we're going to hit like the hot topics, like how to love someone that's a homosexual and you don't agree with homosexuality. Mm-hmm. How to love someone that is a drug addict and you're just like, why can't you just get yourself together?
Mm.
First of all, that's judgment, and we're gonna go through that,
right?
Because you ain't supposed to be doing that,
right?
But honestly, we're gonna go straight to the word. We're gonna hit that hard, so we're not gonna be giving you our opinions. We're gonna go straight through the word of God, and we're gonna break it down,
right?
So that we all understand, like, according to the word,
mm-hmm.
This is how you're supposed to be acting, mm-hmm. so that no one walks away from it, including ourselves, like, well, I feel good because I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Like, no, you're going to walk away like, well, dog, I mean, can't argue with that. I mean, that's straight from the Bible. So, I mean, I guess I should. Yeah, you won't be confused.
Right. I think, you know, given the current climate, we'll probably do an episode on real love and politics.
Yes.
Like, just when, you know, you don't agree with people and wherever. So,
like, how that where however they stand.
Yeah.
And again, it's going to be through the lens of Christ. How does God see it? And what does he say? Because that's all that matters. If you profess to be a believer and you say, I'm a follower of Christ and this is how I'm going to be,
mm-hmm.
then be that. Put up or shut up.
Should we do like real love when Kanye starts a church?
We.
That is hilarious.
Can't that choir is lit anyway?
That choir is quite lit.
I'm just saying.
If anyway.
Okay.
So.
Before I forget, I don't even know if she listens.
Who?
But Z, my boo, I love you, Z. It is her birthday today.
It's today.
Yes, it is today.
Okay. Well, we have to let her know that we recorded this on December 8th. This is not belated. Even though this episode is going to come out later.
Exactly. So she won't be like, that was late. Even though she's a sweetheart. She would never say that.
Yes, she would.
She would. But the point is, we absolutely adore you, Z. You are an awesome woman of God. I remember when we first started going to Christian Life Fellowship, and I really didn't even know Z existed, to be for real.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Leia, our daughter, that was just, and Miss Z this and Miss Z that. And I remember looking at her and I said, I need to meet Miss Z because you will not stop talking about her. Mm-hmm. And she even invited her to her birthday party one time. And Miss Z sounds old. She's not old. We're the same age.
She's not.
But anyway, but she, Leia is just like, that is one of her best friends. Her other best friend left and moved to what, California?
He's going to be back next week.
Oh, is he? We got to tell Leia.
Alex is coming.
Alex. Next week, yes. Or the week after. Alex, if you happen to listen or somebody tells you that we shouted you out, congratulations again on your engagement. We love you. And Leia misses you a lot. But back to Z. Happy birthday. I didn't want to lose it. Yeah. We love you so very much. Yeah. And I pray for you daily. And I really hope that you know that you are loved. And that God fulfills all the desires of your heart according to his word and his riches and glory. We love you.
We do.
I can't. You might as well say ditto, boy. I can't.
I mean, I wasn't going to lie. I was going to be like, well, my wife prays for you daily, so.
I can't. Okay, you know what? Moving on.
Yeah, but yeah. So happy birthday to Zynga. Was there something else we were going to talk about?
Let me see. Oh, okay. What? So we're talking about what's, ooh, I hit the thing.
Yep, I'm sure they're aware.
Your face. Okay. I'm so sorry, it's y'all. Right. The faces he gives me, like, could you not? My bad. Anyway, I hit the mic stand thing. Yeah. Anyway, so what's next? So I know that everyone, this is around the time after y'all finish, you know, living however you want to live. And do whatever you want to do.
Wait, I'm being funny. What are you talking about right now?
Can you let me finish?
Sorry. I was confused.
Then you get together, get your New Year's resolutions together. Like, okay, so now that I ate the whole cake, I'm not going to eat no more sugar for the rest.
For the rest of my life.
Right. And then January comes around and you eat it again. But anyway, right. So what's next is we are really focusing on our health. So I don't really know what brand is doing specifically, except we are doing a cleanse in the month of January. Mm. And so I'll be providing my updates with you, my status reports. And I am obviously wanting to lose weight, but that I'm not going to focus hard on that. What I'm focusing on is what I'm actually eating and like if it's whole food and like, is it nourishing me, vitamins? I'm taking things that some people may not have heard of, like royal jelly.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, but it's great for you.
Yeah.
But you know, stuff like that. So I'll be giving little updates here and there. Mm. We're not gonna drown the podcast in Ashley's weight loss journey.
Right.
But
right.
It's more of a health journey because I'm really not focusing on weight. I'm not getting on a scale or anything like that. I may do it like once a month, but the goal is really just to be clean on the inside, and obviously that will reflect itself. Don't.
I won't.
Thank you. Gosh, so silly. To be clean on the inside, and obviously that will be reflect. That'll reflect. Like keep it together. That'll I'm reflect sorry. Itself on the outside. Go ahead, Brandon.
All right. So, no, I think it's. Important. I know this has kind of been like an updates episode, kind of maxed in a little bit of advice. Mm-hmm. I think it is important for us to kind of go back and make sure if there is any advice that we can give them out of these last few weeks and this situation that we've been in with the move, that we should probably take those points out and just give them. Go ahead.
Communication. If you're in this situation or if you find yourself like, okay, I got to move in with my spouse's parents or whatever, you guys have got to communicate and you guys have got to be united. And united does not mean that you are literally like, it's you and him or her or whatever against your parent. Like, you know what I mean? You're not right. Against anyone.
Right.
Because we are supposed to be loving like Christ loves. And that is not. Okay. We're just saying that you guys need to be united on what you are deciding or what you guys communicate to your parents.
Right.
So just as an example, actually I don't even have one, but the point is, but you just have to be united.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, you guys have to, it can't be, okay, this is just a made up thing. This hasn't happened. Let's say you guys go on date night every Friday night and then your husband or wife's mom is like, hey, well, I want to go to this so-and-so, you guys coming with me or whatever? And so without talking to your spouse, you're just like, oh yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, they want to do date night, but it's cool, like, we don't ever hang out with you, let's just go. But then you explain to your spouse later, like, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, no date night this Friday, we're gonna hang out with mom. There's nothing wrong with that person's mom, okay, or your mother-in-law. There's nothing wrong with hanging out with family. It's not a good idea for you to just make decisions and not talk to your spouse. Again,
right.
That hasn't happened with us, and it won't, because we have learned already, like, we're going to have to, like, be on it and communicate. We do not make decisions without one another.
Yeah.
So a quick text or something, if you can't, like, have an in-depth conversation to say, hey, how do you feel about yada, yada, yada? Right. And if the person says, I'm not sure, that doesn't mean that you keep pushing the issue until they say what you want them to say. Mm-hmm. That is not okay. Right. We don't have time to go into that, but don't do that. Okay. Right. On either side, don't do it. If they're not cool with it, then say, okay, do you have time to talk? Because I'm cool with it and I really want to go. And if they're like, nope, I'm at work right now with a client or whatever they do, or I'm busy or what, then you just say, mom, no, you don't make the decision. And this is male or female. You don't just veto whatever and just, well, no, I'm making a decision. I don't know why she's feeling weird or why he's feeling weird, but whatever, we going.
Right.
Do not do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a difficult, or this is something that can happen even if you don't live under the same roof as your
Amen.
In-law.
Agreed. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is very easy if, you know, you are always, or even if you're only sometimes, right, like, kind of deferring to whatever it is your parent wants. Right. It's easy for your spouse to feel like, OK, I don't occupy an important place in my spouse's life.
Mm, yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's their parents over me. Right. And so, you know, I feel like that was one of the things we kind of dealt with earlier on. Mm-hmm. You know, just that dynamic. Right. Being more of a husband, more of a wife, and less of a son or daughter. Right. The mm-hmm. the leave and cleave. It's a hard thing to do.
It is.
Right. So in a situation like this, it is very easy to kind of go back to that parent-child dynamic and kind of leave your spouse out,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it's going to be very, very important for you to, you know, because you're coming back as a unit, right? You're not coming back as a son or daughter, right?
Yes.
You are coming back as, you know, y'all are the team. You guys are one. So when your parent is asking you for, you know, your service, she's asking you both, right? And so you got to go back to your other part, you know, and really work that out, right? Mm-hmm. And so when she says to be united, again, it's not like, oh, it's me and you against your mom. But,
right.
You know, but it is like, no, it's me and you in whatever situation that we're in,
mm-hmm.
right? And we can choose to respect your mother. We can choose to respect your father or not. But where we need to be united on that front.
Right. Right. And you're always going to choose to be respectful.
Well, obviously.
No. You're fine. I know what you meant. But, you know, we got to be clear for the people.
That's true. but yeah. So yeah. And you have to think about, okay, what does it mean to be respectful? Being respectful doesn't always mean doing exactly what the person says when they say it. Right. Like, so anyway.
Yeah, we'll get more into that on another podcast. But yeah.
So that's something. I think that was the only point I had to make about this situation.
On the same thing, we're talking about communication. If you're doing this and you have children or a child, it's important to communicate with the child as well, because they're going through a lot of changes too.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a huge adjustment for Leia to not have a room. Mm-hmm. And I think because she's a child, initially, like for the first few days, I was just kind of like, she's resilient, she'll be fine. But that is not the right perspective to have. This is a big adjustment for her.
Right.
She literally does not have a drawer for her clothes.
Mm.
You know what I mean? She's got like the plastic drawers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary, but it's important for us to, and we have been, make her feel at home for as long as she's going to be here.
Right.
So our encouragement to you is, if you're in that situation where maybe you aren't living with someone else, but someone else is living with you,
mm-hmm.
and they have their child with them, If you don't have room for the child to have their own room, understand that the child is going through changes as well.
Yeah.
And it is equally as important for you to accommodate the child, even emotionally, spend time with them.
Yeah.
Ask, you know, them questions and be interested in whatever they're interested in. Make them feel important because they are important.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just as a parent or as the host, just kind of brush it aside, whether it's a child or an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, this is my house anyway. You're only here for a little bit. Do what you got to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or as someone coming in, don't, I think that's one thing that we learned quickly, but don't come in assuming either.
Right.
That they're going to be abrasive or combative or argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in with the mind of Christ and with love on your mind and on your heart, and make sure that that is your intention every single time you go into anything. So that you're not allowing the enemy in to just sow discord, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, if you're going to make a step like this, do not do so without much prayer.
Yes.
And consideration. It's almost like when we decided to be married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to communicate your expectations clearly, and you might need to do it a whole lot more than once,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, take the time to say, okay, hey, mom, dad, mom-in-law, whatever, right? What are your expectations from us during this time? You know, this is what we're trying to do. These are our goals. You know, this is how we think you can help us and be in alignment with that. Are you okay with this? Are you not? Like, you know, you guys, y'all got to really talk about that so that no one is blindsided. You know, it could be something as simple as refrigerator space, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, all of these things are things that you're going to have to consider.
Yes.
And we can do an episode on, you know, real love when I live with my mom or something.
I'm weak.
Right. But, you know,
we'll rename it because that's whack.
That
but
is
okay.
Whack. That's whack. does every episode have to start with real love win? I feel like that's a new theme for us.
I mean, we've already got it going. I feel like we should just.
Sounds cool to me. All right. So, so we've talked about what's next. We talked about lessons that we've learned in the last few weeks. We talked about where we've been. I think we've talked enough.
Honestly, I do too. We love you guys so, so very much. Brandon, where can they find us?
If they are looking for us on the web, they can find us at reallovepodcast.com. On social media, they can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Real Love Podcast. Yep.
Sorry, I missed my cue, guys.
It's okay. You can find us on all social media there. please reach out to us if you want to talk to us, if you have questions, if you have some words of encouragement, whatever, connect with us. We do not want that. We want this to be a conversation. We don't want us to be talking at you. We love your feedback. Please do. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so through the website or just email us directly, reallovepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Oh, and also to those that have been begging us to start a YouTube, we praying about it.
That is something that we're working on for 2020.
Yes.
And, we gotta get this room decluttered, and then we got you. So be on the lookout for that, and
yes,
other updates coming soon. So if you go to the website and you scroll down, you will see a spot where you can join our email list, and that is where we will keep you updated on what we've got going on, and mm-hmm. you'll get emails every time a new episode comes out as well. So don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating, 5-star review, because those are always great. And we'll see you next time.
All right, I'm gonna head out.
See y'all.